Okay, so get this. We're diving into this article about retail trends for 2025, and it's like it's painting this picture of the future where you walk into a store and it already knows your
Huh.
style, your favorite brands,
Oh,
and heck,
yeah.
it might even predict what you need before you even think about it.
Yeah.
Pretty wild, right?
That is wild. It's all thanks to AI.
Oh yeah, AI, artificial intelligence, right?
That's it. And what's really interesting here is that it's moving beyond just being a buzzword,
Yeah.
and it's actually reshaping the entire retail landscape.
Okay, so let's break that down a bit because the article talks about these hyper-personalized recommendations.
Yes.
So what's the difference between that and what we see now?
Well, now a lot of recommendations are based on
Right.
just basic demographics like your age, your
Sure.
gender,
Yeah.
maybe where you live. But hyper-personalization, that takes it to a whole new level.
Okay.
We're talking AI suggesting outfits based on your browsing history,
Wow.
what the weather's like, even upcoming events on your calendar.
So instead of seeing people like you also bought, it's more like based on what you bought recently and the fact that you've got a wedding to go to this weekend, we think you'll love this.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
And think about this. The article mentions that 44% of shoppers, that's almost half, find those marketing emails totally irrelevant.
Yeah, no one reads those.
Imagine if AI could come in and change that, make those emails personalized
Yeah.
and helpful. It'd be a game changer.
But wouldn't all that personalization require access to a ton of data? Does the article say anything about how retailers are going to get customer trust
Oh, yeah.
when it comes to using AI and all that data?
It definitely does, and for good reason.
Yeah.
It highlights this pretty shocking statistic.
Okay.
73% of consumers are concerned about how AI uses their personal data.
Wow.
That's a huge chunk of the market. Retailers can't ignore that.
So how do they address it?
Right.
Is it even possible to have this much personalization without sacrificing privacy?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
The article suggests a few things retailers can do.
Oh, okay.
For example, they can anonymize the data,
Yeah.
so your personal information isn't directly linked to
Right.
your shopping habits.
So it's not like they know it's me, but they know that someone like me
Right. It's more like
likes this thing.
they can also use those secure platforms
Okay.
to store and process data. But most importantly, they need to give you, the customer, control over your privacy settings.
So instead of feeling like my data is being used against me,
Right.
I've got the power to decide what I'm comfortable sharing.
Exactly. Empowering the customer,
Yeah.
not exploiting them.
Okay.
Transparency is key here. Retailers need to be upfront about how they're using customer data so you can make an informed decision.
That makes sense. And you know, it's interesting because the article also talks about how sustainability is becoming really important for shoppers
Sure.
and retailers are taking notice.
Yeah, they.
It seems like they're kind of being pulled in a lot of different directions.
Right.
They're trying to balance personalization with privacy,
Yeah.
now sustainability.
Right.
It's like
That's a lot.
a lot to juggle.
It's true, but the interesting thing is, those priorities aren't really in conflict.
Okay.
In fact, the article suggests that retailers are using AI to actually make their operations more sustainable.
Oh, wow.
Think about reducing waste,
Okay.
optimizing inventory, creating more transparent and sustainable supply chains.
So AI isn't just about making shopping more personalized and convenient for me.
Right.
It can actually be a powerful tool for the planet too.
Exactly, and it makes good business sense too.
Oh, okay.
The article states that 46% of consumers, so almost half,
Wow.
consider a retailer's sustainability record when they're buying something.
That's huge.
It is.
It's not just about doing the right thing, it's also about meeting the values of the customer.
Yeah.
Speaking of evolving values, the article also dives into the whole omnichannel experience.
Ah, omnichannel, where the lines between online and offline shopping are getting blurred.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is where consumers want that seamless experience, whether they're online, in store, or even on social media. Is that
Lady.
even possible?
Retailers are definitely working towards it.
Okay.
And for good reason. The article says almost half of consumers would switch brands
What?
if the retailer doesn't meet their omnichannel expectations.
So almost half of us are willing to ditch a brand we like
Yeah.
if their online and offline experiences don't work together.
That's what the data suggests.
Wow.
It really highlights how important this unified experience is.
Okay.
We want consistency, personalization, and convenience across all those channels.
So what does a good omnichannel experience look like in practice?
Okay, imagine this. You're browsing for something online,
Okay.
and then you've got the option to try it on virtually.
Oh, using AR.
Right there on the website. And then you can have it delivered or pick it up in store with all your preferences and information carried over.
That's starting to make sense. It sounds like Omnichannel is bringing together the best of both worlds, the
Yeah.
convenience of online
Right.
with the personalized touch of the in-store experience.
And that's just one example.
Oh, wow.
The article mentions some retailers are experimenting with AI-powered chatbots
Oh.
that can answer your questions,
Okay.
help you find products,
Right.
whether you're on the website, the app,
Right.
even messaging on social media.
So omnichannel isn't just about having a website and a store.
It's bigger.
It's
It's
about
about creating a consistent and personalized experience, no matter how you interact with the brand.
And speaking of integrating experiences,
Yeah.
the article talks about the rise of social commerce,
Yes.
particularly platforms like TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Social commerce is really having a moment right now. It's blurring the lines between entertainment and shopping.
So it's not just about seeing ads on social media.
Yeah.
It's about buying right there in the app.
Exactly. Platforms like TikTok are becoming shopping destinations.
Yeah.
Think about it. You're scrolling through your feed, you see a cool product demonstrated in a fun way, and you can just buy it right there.
And the article mentioned TikTok Shop actually had higher sales than some major online retailers.
Yeah, leading up to Cyber Monday.
Oh, wow.
It shows the power of social commerce and how it's changing how we buy.
So as shoppers, we need to keep an eye on this because it seems like social commerce is only going to get bigger.
Absolutely.
But behind all these exciting trends, the personalization, the sustainability, the omnichannel experiences, the social commerce boom,
Right.
there's a crucial element the article highlights
Oh,
that
yeah.
we need to talk about, and that's data.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. All these trends we've been discussing, especially the ones driven by AI,
Yeah.
they rely on data, and not just any data,
Right.
accurate and high-quality data.
So what happens when retailers have bad data? What's the cost of that?
Well, the consequences can be pretty significant.
Okay.
The article mentions missed sales opportunities, stock issues, and even ineffective AI initiatives.
So if the data feeding these AI algorithms is bad,
Yeah.
the recommendations, the personalization, it's all gonna suffer.
It's like baking a cake with bad ingredients.
Right. You can have the best recipe in the world, but it's
Wrong.
not gonna work.
Exactly. And the article actually predicts that poor data quality
Yeah.
could lead to 30% of AI projects being abandoned by 2025.
That's a lot.
It is.
So what can retailers do to tackle this? It
Well,
sounds like cleaning up their data act is essential.
absolutely. The article suggests a few key strategies,
Okay.
starting with data cleansing.
Data cleansing.
It's all about identifying and correcting errors in their databases.
So spring cleaning for data.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's about making sure the data is accurate.
Right.
Then there's data integration, bringing data together from different sources.
So you might have customer data in one system, sales data in another,
Exactly.
marketing data somewhere else. It's all over the place.
That's where unified platforms come in.
Oh, okay.
These platforms are designed to pull all that data together.
So instead of having it scattered all over,
Right.
you have one central hub.
Exactly. It's
Nice.
about getting their data house in order so they can actually use AI
Okay.
and deliver those personalized,
Yeah.
seamless,
I
and sustainable experiences that customers are demanding.
like it.
Yeah.
I like where this is going.
Right.
It's amazing to think about how much data goes into all this personalization. Are retailers actually doing this successfully? Can you give us some concrete examples of how this is playing out?
Absolutely. A great example is Sephora. They've been using AI-powered tools for years to create a more personalized experience.
Oh, yeah.
One of their most popular features is the Virtual Artist app.
I've heard of that.
It uses augmented reality to let you try on makeup virtually.
Oh, cool. Is it really as good as people say?
It's incredibly sophisticated. You can experiment with different shades of lipstick, eyeshadow, foundation, even see how it looks in different lighting.
So you can see if it works before
Exactly.
you buy it.
It takes all the guesswork out of finding the right products.
Wow, that sounds like a game changer, especially for those of us who are, makeup challenged.
Right.
Are there other retailers doing similar things?
Definitely. Nike is another brand using AI in innovative ways.
Oh, yeah, Nike.
Their Nike Fit app uses machine learning to scan your feet and recommend the perfect shoe size.
Wait, so I don't have to guess my size when I'm ordering online.
Exactly. It's a win-win. Customers get a better fit,
Yeah.
less likely to return shoes.
Oh, that's
And
great.
Nike benefits from reduced return costs.
That's fantastic. Those are some really cool examples.
Yeah.
Do you think this is just the beginning? What other AI-powered experiences can we expect to see in the future?
I think we're just scratching the surface. The article mentions retailers experimenting with AI-powered chatbots that can give you personalized recommendations, answer your questions in real time.
Okay.
Whether you're on the website, the app, even messaging them on social media.
So it's kind of like having a personal stylist in your pocket.
Right. And there's a lot of potential for AI-driven visual search tools.
Okay. What's that?
Imagine you could just take a picture of something you like, and the AI can find similar products for you.
So instead of typing in a bunch of keywords,
exactly,
I could just take a picture of, I don't know, the dress I see someone wearing, and it'll find me something similar online.
Exactly. It's all about making shopping easier and more enjoyable.
That sounds great.
And as AI keeps evolving, we can expect even more innovative and personalized experiences.
But I think the key takeaway here is that it's not just about using the latest tech.
No.
It's about using it in a way that actually helps the customer.
Exactly. You don't want to feel like you're being manipulated by some algorithm.
Right, exactly.
It needs to feel authentic and helpful.
And that brings us back to what we talked about before, trust and transparency.
Uh-huh.
Retailers need to be upfront about how they're using AI and data.
Yes.
So customers feel comfortable.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
But technology can be kind of intimidating.
Right.
Not everyone's comfortable with the idea of AI being used in their shopping.
That's true.
What advice would you give to shoppers who might be feeling a little apprehensive about all this?
I think the first step is just staying informed. Read articles like the one we're discussing today.
Yeah.
Learn more about how AI is being used.
Right.
What it means for you.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to ask questions. Do your research.
So knowledge is power when it comes to AI.
Absolutely. And remember, you always have a choice.
Oh, okay.
You can opt out of personalized recommendations, manage your privacy settings.
Right.
And shop with retailers who align with your values.
So you can kind of vote with your wallet.
Exactly. Be an informed and empowered consumer.
Okay, that's really reassuring.
Yeah.
It feels like AI is often presented as this unstoppable force, but we actually have control over our own experiences.
You do. And the more engaged we are as shoppers, the more we can shape the future of retail.
Okay.
If we voice our concerns, demand transparency, and support retailers who are using AI ethically, we can help create a shopping landscape that benefits everyone.
So it's a team effort between retailers and consumers.
Exactly. And that's what makes this whole thing so interesting.
Yeah.
It's not just about the tech.
Right.
It's about how we use it to create a better future.
Well said. We've talked a lot about the customer experience, but I'm curious about the other side of the coin.
Okay.
What about the people who work in retail?
Right.
What does this mean for them?
That's a really important question. There's been a lot of talk about AI replacing jobs.
Yeah, robots are going to take over the world.
Right. But I think it's more nuanced than that.
Okay, so it's not all doom and gloom.
Not at all. I actually think AI has the potential to create new opportunities.
Oh, wow.
And make existing jobs even better.
Okay.
Imagine, instead of spending hours on tedious tasks like data entry or inventory management.
Yeah, no one likes doing that.
Retail workers could focus on more creative and engaging tasks.
So AI could free them up to do more interesting things.
Exactly. Think about it. They could be using AI-powered tools to give personalized styling advice to customers.
Oh, fun.
Create unique in-store experiences.
Okay.
Or even curate online content.
So AI could actually make their jobs better.
Absolutely. But this shift will require retailers to invest in training.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And upskilling their workforce so they have the skills to work in this AI-powered world.
So it's not just about the tech. It's about investing in the people.
Exactly. It's about empowering them to embrace these new tools.
I love that perspective. It's not man versus machine. It's man with machine.
Right. And when you think about it like that, the future of retail seems pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm. I agree. There are challenges, but I think the retailers who embrace this, the ones who blend technology with human touch, they'll be the ones who really succeed.
I think so, too.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this part of our deep dive, from real-world examples of AI in action to the potential impact on retail workers.
Yeah.
And I think the main takeaway is that AI is a powerful tool.
Yes.
But it's up to us to use it responsibly and ethically.
Absolutely.
To create a better experience for everyone.
I agree.
It's really interesting to think about how AI is changing not just the customer experience,
right,
but the actual jobs in retail.
Uh-huh.
It feels like a huge shift is happening.
It really does. And as with any big shift,
yeah,
there are always going to be concerns,
right,
uncertainties.
Yeah. For sure. One of the biggest questions has got to be about the ethics of using AI.
Absolutely. We've talked about the benefits.
Right. The personalization.
Sustainability, the efficiency.
But what about the downsides? What ethical stuff should we be thinking about?
One of the biggest concerns is bias.
Oh, okay.
AI algorithms, they're trained on data.
Right.
And if that data reflects existing biases, well,
Yeah.
the algorithms can make those biases worse.
So, for example, if an AI is trained on data that shows, I don't know, that certain groups of people
Yeah.
are more likely to buy certain products,
Right.
it might start recommending those products more to people who fit that group, even
Exact.
if they're not actually interested.
It could lead to unfair outcomes. It's really important that retailers are aware of this
Okay.
and they take steps to make sure their AI systems are fair.
So how can they do that? Can you even make AI that isn't biased?
It's definitely a challenge,
Yeah.
but there are things retailers could do. They can carefully check their data to
Okay.
find and fix any biases.
Yeah.
They can also do things like blind testing to
Cool.
evaluate their systems.
So it's about being proactive and always making sure those systems are working how they should.
Exactly. And it's not just about the technology. It's about the people creating and using it.
The human element.
Retailers need to have a culture of ethical AI development.
Yeah, where everyone knows the risks and is trying to prevent them.
It needs to be a multifaceted approach.
Okay, tackling both the tech and the human side.
Exactly. And it's an ongoing thing.
Right, it's not just a one-time fix.
As AI keeps evolving, new ethical issues will come up.
So we have to be ready to adapt.
Exactly.
So what's the most important thing for our listeners to take away from all this?
I think the most important thing is to be aware.
Okay.
Stay informed about how AI is being used. Ask questions.
Don't be afraid to speak up.
We have a lot of power as consumers to shape how AI is used, and we need to use that power responsibly.
That's a really good point. We often feel powerless when it comes to technology, but we actually have more control than we think.
Yeah, we can support retailers who are using AI
Yeah.
ethically, demand transparency, and hold them accountable.
I like that. So it's kind of a collective effort.
It is that collective awareness is what will drive AI in a direction that benefits everyone.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive into the future of retail.
We have.
We've explored how AI is changing the customer experience, the potential impact on jobs,
Yeah.
and the ethical things we need to be thinking about.
Yeah.
What would you say is the key takeaway for our listeners who want to navigate all of this?
I think the most important thing is to be curious and stay informed.
Okay.
The retail world is changing so fast.
Yeah, it is.
And the only way to keep up is to be open to new ideas and technologies.
Read articles like the one we talked about today.
Exactly. Ask questions. Don't be afraid to try new things.
So be an active part of this retail revolution.
Right, not just watching it happen.
I like that.
And remember, the future of retail isn't set in stone.
Okay.
It's being shaped right now by retailers and consumers.
Yeah.
So get out there, explore, get involved, and help create the future you want to see.
I love that. That's a great note to end on. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into retail and AI.
You're welcome.
We hope you found it insightful and empowering.
I hope so.
That's it for this episode. See you next time.